Reverend Cardinal Toastmaster, Reverend Bishops Toastmasters, Reverend Curate Toastmasters, Reverend Nuns Toastmasters, and above all, welcome novitiates, guests to Toastmasters. Authenticity is the core of our local club here in East Cork. And that's the reason why the title of my speech tonight is I'm afraid that I'm going to make a feckin' idiot of myself. You see, in the first place, my big fear now is that I've been disqualified on two counts. Number one, because I've offended your religious sensitivities and sensibilities. Number two, because I've used a word which is inappropriate. And so, let me ask, is there a grammarian in the house? Is there somebody here in the house who's been a grammarian? Let me see your show of hands, please. Okay. Grammarians, forgive me. I just hope that there's a way in which you have previously set out to increase the range of words used and to provide words which will make an audience sit up and pay attention. So, Madam Judge, please, if I have been disqualified, may I crave your indulgence and take a speech out of my pocket which I prepared earlier, which doesn't violate any such Toastmasters rules. You see, I fell in love with my mother-in-law. Actually, to be exact, I made love to my mother-in-law. And let me tell you how it happened. You see, I was tied up. I was strapped. I was unable to unwind. No part of my body could move. I couldn't. Yeah, legs, arms, the whole lot. I was cradled on top of her bed. Yes. This was, you know, to some of you, a form of S&M. Sainthood and motherhood. Yes, you're absolutely. But how did I get there? Well, I got there because she tied me up. She strangled me. And I lay there on the bed saying to myself, I hate my mother-in-law. I hate her. She hates me. And because she hates me, I hate her. And this went on for a while. The bile and invective that I put in my notebook would not only have me disqualified from this competition, but it would actually have me expelled from Toastmasters for life. So I poured this out. Absolutely, you've got it. Terrible stuff, privately held in here to this day. And then came the shock. From left field, from somewhere I least expected it, landed a tiny voice, a little leprechaun of a voice, that whispered into my ear something that changed my whole life. The leprechaun whispered into my ears, but your mother-in-law has been sent to give you practice at dealing with things you hate, dealing with tough situations, dealing with being tied up. Deal with it now. She's here for you. At that point, I realized that the voice in my ear was actually my conscience. The conscience that had been drummed into me as a child that I should pay attention to was now coming to me, uninvited, to save me. And I wrote in the book, as a result, I love my mother-in-law. And I said to myself, well, of course, she's here to do a job. So I love my mother-in-law. I love my mother-in-law. I love my mother-in-law. And my mother-in-law untied me untied me, loosened the bonds, released her hold over me. And I went further. I went a step further. I went beyond I love my mother-in-law. I went to writing, I will make love to my mother-in-law. And I did. I did. I wrote it in the book, and I got up from her bed and I made love to her. I went downstairs into the kitchen. And from that day on, I have been making love to my mother-in-law. Now, let me say to you this much, Toastmasters. If you ever stand in a place where you feel that you're likely to make a feckin' idiot of yourself, please remember, you too can follow your conscience and make love to your mother-in-law. Thank you.